speaking now with Toby Weir Jones, Vice President of Product Strategy with BT Counterpane. Toby's going to tell us a little bit about the company and sort of how they address the finance industry. So, Toby?
Thanks, Mike. So BT Counterpane is a part of the British Telecom Managed Security Solutions Group, which includes both managed services and on-site services in the form of assessment work, ethical hacking, code review, all the sort of specialized security services that require a physical presence on the customer's environment. Together, we roll up as part of the BT Global Security Practice, which is roughly a $900 million business operating in basically all the major developed nations where there's any kind of, certainly internet, but obviously commercial infrastructure that's dependent on either regulatory boundaries or any kind of high valuation of your network infrastructure. And whenever that valuation is present, obviously there's a need for people to defend it. And so the security practice provides that functionality. The practice has been in existence for several years now, and it was a way to put together a number of discrete service lines that BT already offered, but to organize them under common rhetoric and really, obviously, around some unified goals as far as customer demand. And we see some fairly clear trends depending on the vertical. If we're talking to finance, we're talking to healthcare, they have fairly standard sets of problems, and what varies is their local interpretation under that umbrella definition. BT's main activity in terms of services provided is really about risk management. And there's obviously a number of dimensions to that. But without falling prey to too many industry buzzwords, the intention really is both to understand the risk and then figure out what are reasonable responses to it. I mean, we can talk theoretically about all the things you would do in an ideal world, but the reality is a large number of those simply aren't practical for most of our customers. You know, you can't guarantee that your users will never be either foolish or malicious. You can't guarantee that the regulations that are forced upon you will not be basically impractical or unattainable in terms of the standards they define. So really it's all about juggling the different compromises that come into play, figuring out for the level of investment you're able to make or at least willing to make, what's an appropriate response and a mix of approaches that's going to provide a measurable benefit over a time frame that's realistic.
Okay. Well, why don't you focus a bit more on just the financial services industry? You know, from what I'm hearing is this is, you know, you guys don't necessarily offer an individual like a product, appliance, or software. It's more of like a professional services. Is that?
It's a solutions play. That's absolutely right. Okay. BT does place product, but we're not a product vendor in the formal sense. So we maintain relationships with certainly a lot of the vendors that are here at the Gartner Show, and a lot of other vendors around the world that are doing specialty products or even ultra-specialized services where they have the intellectual property that simply resides within their organization, and we'll leverage it.
And how does that fit in with the finance industry? I mean, what do you typically do for, let's say, a bank or a
typically the finance industry, the large customers already have programs, and what really varies is whether or not they're unified across the organization or if they're sort of trying to catch up with the organic growth of the organization's experience. So, for example, a large bank that's grown by acquisition will inevitably have integration challenges to do with the different targets that they brought into the single umbrella, and they're struggling to figure out how to bridge. It can be different technologies or different policies or different geographical limitations. And again, it's one of these issues of, okay, we can ideally say, let's just yank it all out and put our stuff in, but that's going to create so much disruption on the part of the staff being integrated that it's going to introduce a whole other set of failure vectors which are highly expensive to fix. So from a finance perspective, what we really find is we're trying to anticipate the regulatory trends while playing catch-up with the technology limitations. The technology pieces really are, I mean, the whole security vendor space is really driven by reactionary design. You see trends that the bad guys or the inherent complexity of the systems bring upon your organization, your infrastructure, and you try to implement technologies that mitigate that threat such that you can have a predictable or a fixed cost against an unpredictable risk.
Or it could be against a compliance issue. So
exactly.
A mandate comes out, and you know, after the fact they need to do something and use technology to address it.
That's exactly right. And as we all know, some of the standards that are published or the regulations that are written into law are perhaps a little more specific than others. Again, there's always this gray area of interpretation of deciding what's enough without being the bare minimum and yet without overspending. And so the vendor space is certainly a part of that, but really what the customers look to us for is guidance. And the guidance is not only what's worked for other customers in my space, but other customers of my size, other customers of my complexity, other customers of my historical patterns, or my risk tolerance from the boardroom. You know, we're not really dealing with the server room primarily. We're dealing with guys who are trying to make the best reasonable alternative to a conceptually perfect solution, because it's just not realistic. And that's really a big part of it.
Okay. One more thing, last question I want to ask, and I've been asking all the vendors. We're here at Gartner, you know, we're talking about information security trends, you know, 5 years out, 10 years out.
Yeah.
What have you seen? You know, give us some trends, I mean, maybe some foresight, and anything, you know, words of wisdom you can offer our users.
I think the decision making about which specific technology is best is going to continue to shift towards the service provider and away from the individual customer. You know, it used to be that it was a big religious or political decision about whether you went with one of the two leading firewall vendors. And now we've gotten to the point where the firewalls themselves and their most basic implementation are largely interchangeable.
Mm.
I think you're going to see two things. The existing market categories among the vendors will continue to become more familiar, and as such it will be harder for those vendors to differentiate themselves, at least on first pass. And you'll also see vendors introduce themselves into new spaces that are in response to that changing climate we talked about earlier, changing regulatory standards or just best practices. And it becomes harder and harder for the customer individually to invest the cycles necessary to understand what's really different between the two vendors. And the service provider with experience of both may well recommend either vendor under different circumstances. And that the burden of that decision making should fall with the service provider, not only so the customer doesn't waste their time worrying about it, but because in 2 years' time it may be appropriate to switch. And you don't want to be bound to a depreciating capital investment that's going to basically sit on your books until you can write it down to zero and buy something else. The service provider model allows you to swap that out on demand and just carry on status quo with your goals.
Very good, good. Okay, well, thank you once again. Words of wisdom from Toby Weir-Jones of BT Counterpane. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.